Somebody asked this question via text. Didn't we win a war over ridiculous taxation over representation?
Yes, we did.
And with that, we throw out this story. You and I stream a lot of our entertainment.
It's in my house, it's exclusively streamed.
It's kind of the only way.
Yeah.
And that's the way we do it, too. We hang out and we watch shows that have been previously watched by millions and billions of other people. And we binge watch them on Netflix, or we watch them on Hulu a day and a half after. That's a big way for us that we watch things. And
yeah,
or maybe the music that you stream. I signed up as a trial the Apple Music stuff.
Okay,
and I kind of like it. I like it a lot right
now. It's not bad. Yeah, it's not
bad. And anyway, Chicago's getting sued because it's starting up what they're calling a cloud tax, and I didn't understand this. But specifically, it's going after streaming, and I still didn't understand. I thought, how can they justify saying, oh, you get Netflix? Yeah, we're going to have to tax that. Because the reality is, you already pay taxes on, you know, like a cable service that you get or any sort of internet, you know, that comes into your house. You're typically paying a tax on. But it's a totally different thing. They are inventing the weirdest tax, Ethan. And this is how a guy in the news in Chicago there actually...
This is Dan Ackerman from CNET.
From CNET. This is how he actually... And he lived in Chicago for a time, and he was like, dude, this is how they roll in Chicago. This is what he grew up kind of knowing. But I thought it was funny that he brought this up. He actually explains what they're trying to tax you with.
They're saying if you do something that's streaming that's entertainment related, like streaming from Netflix or streaming music, that's the same thing as buying a concert ticket or doing something like that. So you have to pay the city's entertainment tax, which is like 9%.
Oh, my goodness.
And then on top of that, if you use a cloud-based kind of research service or database or any kind of cloud computing, they're saying that's the same as leasing computer equipment for your office. So you have to pay that tax also.
So have invented this weird tax. So you like watching Netflix at your house? It's basically like going to a baseball game. 9% tax. Ethan, a 9% tax on my Netflix bill would be about $3.50.
Well, this is a crummy way to look at taxation, because what they're doing is they're taking existing taxes, they're trying to shoehorn new things in. So, for example, let's say this. Let's say you go to hire a taxi, right? You hire a taxi to take you somewhere,
okay,
out to the airport. And then the state or the city steps in and says, well, hiring a taxi is like leasing a car, so you're going to have to pay taxes as if you were leasing that car. It's weird. I mean, can you see where they're coming from? Well, kind of. Streaming a television show is like buying a ticket to a concert. They're both entertainment. Well, do you see where they're coming from? Kind of. But you can also
see... That's a real stretch,
but you
bro.
Can also see how they're being completely foolish. They're being foolish.
They could have said it's an entertainment tax. Well, did you go and hang out with your friends and have a great time at so-and-so's house at that potluck? Entertainment tax, because you're hanging out and having fun in the city somewhere. What does an entertainment tax mean? I mean, I get that you're using... a venue or something within the city, and maybe even something that's owned by the city, maybe the fill-in-the-blank plaza or whatever. You put a tax on that, and I get it because they're cleaning up. Maybe they didn't get enough fees out of the ticket you initially bought. So you add a little wink tax on there and go, well, you did use city space for this concert. And you can almost get away with that. But an entertainment tax on something that you do in your house seems so weird.
Imagine if, we have a hotel tax, right? We have a special tax you pay per night at a hotel. Imagine if the state tried to levy that tax against you when you went camping. Well, you're not sleeping at your home. You're sleeping somewhere that's not your home. That's like renting a hotel room. And so you're getting charged the hotel tax.
It's completely absurd. I love how inventive it is. Ethan, let's open up the text right now. I want people to invent a new tax that we could almost believe. Because I can almost believe this cloud tax. I can almost believe this cloud tax is related to the...
leasing tax?
Yeah, or the computer leasing tax, whatever. Okay, I want everybody who's listening right now to come up with your own tax. One, pat yourself on the back if you've already thought of one, because you could be one of our great lawmakers in this state of ours. 575-00 is the
Alex,
text number.
So
what is your tax that you would love to invent?
What are you streaming right now?
Oh, we're still on Friday Night Lights right now, bro.
Oh, that's old school.
Yeah. Oh, well, because we, you know, we heard from everybody how great it is. My wife just My wife just calls it FNL. She's like, "Were you ready to watch some FNL?"
She never watched it.
No, she and neither of us had ever seen it. We're watching all this.
You're kidding.
Yeah, we're on season four right now.
Well,
he's still in high school. What a drama right now.
Can I give you
Buddy Garrity kicked off of the boosters?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Can I give you a recommendation? Longmire. Did you watch any of that? Longmire's got a new season.
Is that that Western thing?
Longmire's got a new season on Netflix.
Not interesting.
And it is crazy good. You gotta watch
it. Would it
Longmire.
Be something my wife would watch with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
You're lying.
I'm not. Longmire's awesome.